Every day, we learn more details about what's killing people who vape black market products. Most think they're vaping THC, but instead, they're inhaling deadly chemicals. David Downs is California editor at Leafly.com, a cannabis news outlet. He spoke with KRCB News Director Steve Mencher about the crisis.
So, David, when did you first hear, do you remember, that people were dying and being injured while they were vaping?
I remember it like it was yesterday. It came in the middle of August, I think around August 14th, when I saw a note on Instagram. It was a screen grab of an announcement from the Kings County Public Health Department saying something I had never seen before, which is that there were cases of lung injury in Kings County, and they were definitively associated with THC vaporizer cartridges, most specifically from the street market. This immediately grabbed my attention because one of the major reporting threads of this generation is the, how do I put it? It's the reckoning with contamination in the supply chain of THC. And this story promised to be the biggest turn of the screw with regard to the reckoning of the supply chain for THC. And indeed, it proved so.
All right. Now, what do you understand is the most recent information about the ingredient that may be causing the injuries and deaths that have been reported lately?
Sure. In early November, the Centers for Disease Control put out a report saying that it had, quote, a breakthrough with regard to the rash of mass injuries from vaping this summer. They looked at lung fluid samples from 29 patients across 10 states, and all of them had tested positive for a chemical called tocopherol acetate. And that sounds like a big scary word, but commonly it's known as vitamin E oil. This is a cosmetics ingredient. It's in a dietary supplement. So you'll find it on the ingredients for Cetaphil, which is used as a moisturizer for kids with eczema. You'll also find it in your gummy vitamins because they use vitamin E oil to boost the amount of vitamin E in those gummy vitamins. This is a common industrial chemical manufactured overseas. It's imported in 440-pound drums. And our reporting led us to confirm that those drums of cosmetics and dietary ingredients were being diverted into the vape supply chain and were in up to 50 million vaporizer cartridges, or about 60% of the street supply.
Wow. I'm just stunned by hearing that. So in a sense, and stop me if I'm overstating this, if you buy vape products, a vape cartridge, a vape pen in the underground market, you're essentially playing Russian roulette at this point.
That's right. You know, people are rational. They try to make safe decisions even as they purchase substances in the street markets, but stuff that you buy in the street is often contaminated. Think of opioids laced with fentanyl or synthetic cannabinoids and K2 and spice. There's a wide variety of garbage in street drugs. But before this point, it didn't seem like that much of it could harm you in the immediate term. What happened this summer is that we started seeing acute lung injuries associated with contaminations in THC vape carts. That's changed the sort of risk matrix for this product. You know, for the first time, something associated with cannabis could hurt you in the acute near term.
That was David Downs, California editor at Leafly.com, speaking with news director Steve Mencher. This interview is part of our radio special, Vaping, Which You Don't Know Can Kill You. To hear the full program, visit norcalpublicmedia.org/vaping.